This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. It was announced Friday night that the United States is sending additional military forces and air defense equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. This in response to last week's attacks on Saudi Arabian oil facilities. The U.S. blames Iran for the attacks. Tehran denies involvement. Domestically, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized President Trump's plan, saying it's an outrageous attempt by the Trump administration to circumvent the bipartisan bicameral will of the Congress, adding that these unacceptable actions are cause for alarm. Fresh off a world climate strike that took hundreds of thousands of young people out of the classrooms and into the streets, youth leaders have gathered at the United Nations to demand radical action to fight climate change. The movement's most prominent figure is 16-year-old Swedish activist Greta Thunberg. She told UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres that the youth are united and unstoppable. The Secretary General relished his new role as listener.
First of all, it's an enormous pleasure to be a keynote listener when we can listen to meaningful things like the ones we heard. And indeed, I've been more times keynote speaker than keynote listener, but that is one of the problems of world leaders, is that they talk too much and they listen too little.
Guterres also credited young people with changing him from a pessimist to an optimist in the fight against global warming. The streets of Cairo were jammed on Saturday morning as police checkpoints were erected across the city. Hundreds of armed soldiers and police officers in riot gear patrolled Tahrir Square, one of the locations where protests broke out on Friday night and the epicenter of previous demonstrations that led to the fall of former presidents Hosni Mubarak and Mohamed Morsi. This is VOA. Protesters in Hong Kong threw gasoline bombs and police fired tear gas on Saturday in renewed clashes over anti-government grievances. Hundreds staged a sit-in at a shopping mall in Yuen Long before spilling out onto the street. Hong Kong is in the fourth month of sometimes violent protests occurring every weekend. The events are seen as an embarrassment for China's Communist Party ahead of October 1st celebrations of its 70th anniversary in power. Hong Kong's government has canceled a fireworks display for that day, citing concern for public safety. Tensions were high in France between the authorities and various groups of protesters. Sarah Bassett explains.
Several calls for demonstrations had been issued in Paris by yellow vest supporters, environmental activists, and a far-left workers' union. In response, authorities deployed more than 7,000 police and banned protests in a large central area. Police in riot gear dispersed small groups of protesters using tear gas. Most demonstrators didn't wear the fluorescent yellow vests that gave the movement its name. The yellow vest movement emerged 10 months ago, but petered out over the summer. I'm Sarah Bassett.
An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 5.6 shook the Albanian capital Tirana and the port town of Durrës on Saturday. The defense ministry said it was the most powerful quake to hit Albania in the last 30 years. Local media report 49 people being treated for injuries. The Solomon Islands announced Saturday the establishment of diplomatic relations with China, becoming the second Pacific Island nation in as many days to switch its diplomatic recognition from Taiwan. The moves are part of a long-term effort by Beijing to undermine Taiwan's recognition as an independent nation. Both Beijing and Taipei claim to be the rightful government of China. Solomon's foreign minister also cited the national interest and development in particular. Jeremiah Manalei is foreign minister.
China's development experience and development outreach to the developing world presents opportunities for Solomon Islands and other small developing states and least developed countries.
Both Beijing and Taipei have used development assistance to woo the support of small nations. These latest moves leave Taiwan with little more than a dozen countries plus the Vatican that recognize its independence. Ethiopia said on Saturday it's arrested an unspecified number of members of the Islamist militant groups Al-Shabaab and Islamic State, who are planning to carry out attacks in various targets in the country, including hotels. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.